On today's Kids Corner, part two of the Esther story and the outcome of an outrageous plan.
Why would you do such a terrible thing, Haman? You are mad, Haman. No, not mad. You are evil.
Oh, my queen, I beg your mercy.
Mercy? You were going to destroy my people, my uncle and me, and now you want mercy?
Oh, please, your highness.
Stay tuned. Time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
We're back in Miss Waddle's class at Terrarium Elementary School to check out the conclusion of Liz's Bible News report on Esther. It's so exciting. Let's listen in.
This is Bible News, and I'm Liz Lacerda. To recap our top story, circa 465 BC. Years ago, the nation of Israel had been conquered and carried into captivity in the kingdom of Babylon. But in a truly remarkable turn of events, the king has made a young Jewish girl named Esther his queen. Esther's uncle, Mordecai, has made Esther promise to not tell anyone her nationality. But because Mordecai has refused to bow before Haman, the king's second in command, Haman has concocted a plan to rid the entire kingdom of the Jews. There is still one ray of hope for the Jews, and her name is Esther. Sources at the Queen's palace have informed us that Queen Esther has put on her finest robes and left for the palace to ask King Xerxes to save the Jews. This visit is very dangerous for Esther, since no one, not even the Queen, can go to the King without his invitation. Bible News correspondent Maury Klumptos is at the palace. Maury, what can you tell us?
Liz, Esther's unscheduled visit to the King has rumors flying. And the scuttlebutt is that Xerxes will not tolerate yet another such breach of protocol from yet another queen.
Her Majesty, Queen Esther.
And here she is, Liz.
Can you describe her for us, Maury?
She looks very nervous, Liz. I can almost hear her heart pounding from here. And yet, there's still a beauty and a calmness about her. She's slowly walking up to the throne. Xerxes watching her every move. You can hear a pin drop here, Liz. Esther is now directly in front of the king. His next move will decide if Esther lives or dies.
Maury, is everything...
He's smiling. The king is smiling. He's holding out the golden scepter to her. Esther's walking up, and she's touched the tip.
What can I do for you, my dear?
I have a request of your majesty.
Ask anything of me, and I will grant it, even if it is half my kingdom.
You are most generous, sire, but my request is nothing so grand. If it pleases you, I'd like you to attend a banquet I've prepared for you today.
A banquet? How wonderful! Of course I'll come!
You do me honor, great one. And I'd also like Lord Haman to attend.
Haman? He's a bit of a bore. Are you certain?
Yes, sire.
Well, if it pleases you, then attend he shall.
Thank you, my lord. The feast is ready now in my courtyard.
I'll send word to Haman, and we'll follow you over shortly.
As you wish, sire.
Until then, my sweet. Tell Haman he's invited to the queen's banquet, and tell him to hurry!
Yes, sire.
A strange development, Liz. Back to you.
A strange development indeed. Let's bring in our resident history expert, Cammie Leon. Cammie, what do you make of this? Why the banquet? Why didn't Esther just come out and tell the king what she really wanted? Was she afraid?
It's hard to speculate on emotions, Liz. Certainly fear was a possible factor, but let's not discount the cleverness of her action.
Cleverness?
Certainly. Esther knows that the king favors her. Flattering the king by throwing him a banquet can only help her cause.
Oh, trying to butter him up, eh?
There's no record of Esther ever using condiments on the king, Liz.
No, I meant, Oh, never mind. Maury Klumptoes, where are you now?
Liz, I'm behind a row of bushes just outside the courtyard of Queen Esther's residence where the banquet is being held. I think the feast is having the effect you talked about with Cammy. The king seems to be in very good spirits.
Mm. This is a truly marvelous feast, my dear.
Oh, indeed it is, my queen. In fact, I have never attended a banquet of such splendor and magnificence. A feast truly fit for the...
Quiet, Haman.
Yes, sir.
I am pleased that you are pleased, my king.
But you didn't bring me here just for this, did you?
No, my lord.
I thought not. Now tell me what you really want. I will grant it even up to half of my kingdom.
You are most kind and generous, sire. My deepest wish is that you would come again with Lord Haman tomorrow to a feast I shall prepare for you.
Another feast?
If it pleases your majesty, at that banquet I will answer your question and make my request.
You know I can't refuse you. Of course I'll come.
And Lord Haman?
Haman, you're invited here for another banquet tomorrow. Be on time.
Oh, thank you, my liege. I shall, and may I say
no,
that
No, you may not.
Yes, sir.
Looks like another banquet is in order, Liz. I'll stay on the story.
Thank you, Maury. Cammy Leon, let's talk a little more about Haman. What do we know about him?
Well, Liz, earlier we said that Haman's ancestors, the Amalekites, were bitter enemies of Israel. That may explain his hatred for the Jews and why he wants to get rid of all the Jews, not just Mordecai.
Liz?
Oh, yes, Lucille Monitor. Where are you?
I'm at Haman's house, Liz. I followed Haman home from Queen Esther's banquet, and he's throwing a little gathering here for himself.
He went from a party to a party?
That's right, Liz.
Who is at the party, Lucille?
Haman's wife, Zeresh, and several of their friends. Haman's telling them about the events of the day. I'll try to get closer.
Yes, my friends, I have truly been touched, nay, blessed by the gods.
Do you even believe in the gods, my husband?
A worthy question, my wife. Publicly, I believe in all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Privately, don't make me laugh. We are all self-made, my friends, and I just happen to be better at it than most others. I have great wealth, a lovely wife who has provided me with many children, and I am the greatest man in the empire next to Xerxes himself.
Oh, careful, husband.
Hmm?
Your head will get so big you won't be able to fit it through the door.
Ah, I speak only the truth, my pet.
Hmm?
For proof, consider. Queen Esther prepared a banquet today.
What?
A banquet to which she invited only myself and the king.
No.
Yes. And what's more, tomorrow we are invited to another banquet.
Oh, my darling, that's wonderful.
Yes. Yes, I suppose.
Well, for someone who has risen so high, her spirits are lower than the dust. Mm. What is troubling you?
Ah, my dear, perceptive as always. All my achievements, my wealth and grandeur are nothing when I see Mordecai the Jew just sitting there in front of the king's gate, refusing to bow to me.
Oh, my poor darling. Yes. Why the pout? He'll be gone soon enough when your plan takes effect.
Not good enough. I want him taken care of now.
Then do it.
What?
You're the second man in the kingdom.
Huh?
It should be easy for you to handle such a small matter.
That's true, but how?
Well, have the servants construct a gallows for hanging. Have them build it tall, 75 feet high.
Oh, I think I like this.
Mm-hmm.
Go on.
In the morning, ask the king to let you hang Mordecai on it.
Hang him? Yes.
And then when it's done,
mm-hmm.
you can go on your merry way to the banquet with the king.
Oh. Oh, this is good. This is very, very good.
Oh.
I'll order it built at once.
Oh, good.
Oh, thank you, my dear. That's a wonderful idea. And now, my friends, let us feast.
Yes.
You heard it, Liz. More bad news for Mordecai. More bad behavior from Haman. Back to you.
Thank you, Lucille.
Liz?
Yes, Maury. What do you have for us?
I'm at the palace, Liz. It's nearly morning. A few minutes ago, a source close to the king handed me the following recording. Just to set things up a little. Apparently, the king had trouble sleeping, so he ordered his record keeper to get the historical records of his kingdom from the library. And while the record keeper read them to him, they came across an unusual item. The voices you'll hear are the king, of course, and his keeper of records. Roll the tape, please.
Stop, sire.
Something you just read in the Book of Memorable Events. A bit of a mystery.
Mystery, Majesty?
Yes. Do you remember that plot to assassinate me a while back? You know, by those two traitors, Bigthan and Teresh?
Oh, yes, my liege. Terrible day.
Well, it says here that Mordecai exposed the plot.
Yes, sire, that is true.
But it doesn't list his reward.
Reward?
Yes, reward! Or don't you think the man deserves something for saving the king's life?
That is to say...
Stop stuttering and tell me what reward he received for it.
Your Highness, to the best of our knowledge, Mordecai received, no reward.
This is very displeasing and unacceptable. Who is on duty in the outer court?
Prime Minister Haman, sire. In fact, he has requested an audience with your majesty.
He has, huh? Mm-hmm. Well, maybe he can get something done around here. Show him in.
Yes, my lord. Prime Minister Haman, to see the king.
Get in here, Haman.
Thank you, your majesty. I have an urgent matter to discuss with you
and
about...
I have one to discuss with you. What should I do to honor a man who truly pleases me?
Honor?
Yes, honor, esteem, reward. You're familiar with the concept?
Oh, yes, sire, of course. And I have an answer for you.
Good, let's hear it.
First, bring out the finest royal robes.
Robes?
Yes, the kind worn only by your majesty. Then, bring out the king's own horse.
Horse?
And the royal crown.
The crown! Good, good! What else?
Instruct the noblest of princes in your realm to robe the man, place the crown on his head, and lead him through the streets on the king's own horse, shouting out, "This is how the king honors those who truly please him."
Wonderful, wonderful! You're a good man, Haman.
Oh, your majesty flatters me.
Well, what are you waiting for?
Sire?
Do it. The robes and my horse and crown, the whole bit. Take them and do just as you have said.
Oh, sire.
To Mordecai.
I really don't deserve... Mordecai?
Yes. The Jew who sits at the king's gate. You know him, don't you?
Yes, sire, but...
Good! Then you won't have any trouble finding him. Go to him right away and follow every detail you suggested. I want you to attend to this personally, Haman. Is that understood?
Yes, your majesty.
Mordecai has honored the king, and now he shall be honored in kingly fashion.
Mordecai? I have to honor Mordecai?
This is the way the king honors those he delights in. This is the way the king honors those he delights in. This is the way the king...
I'm Liz Lacerda. This is Bible News. And in case you're joining us late, what you just heard was a recording of Haman, second-in-command to King Xerxes, leading Mordecai, a Jew in captivity, on the king's horse and wearing the king's robe and crown around the whole town. The reason? A reward for Mordecai for saving the king's life. The twist? Haman has concocted a plot to kill all of the Jews, a plot brought about because Mordecai refuses to bow down before Haman as he passes. Bible News correspondent Lucille Monitor is at Haman's house. Lucille, I understand Haman has returned from his outing?
He has indeed, Liz. In fact, he came in a few minutes ago completely humiliated. He's in with his wife Zeresh complaining about what happened. I'm going to get a little closer.
Oh, it was awful, just awful.
Oh, my darling, my love.
I am second in command, and to be treated this way. And Mordecai still refuses to bow. This
Jew is getting the best of me.
Perhaps your plans against Mordecai failed because he's a Jew.
What do you mean?
Their God is powerful, Haman. If he's fighting for Mordecai, you cannot stand against him. We will come to ruin.
Nonsense. How can you even think of such a thing? This
obvious.
Man is a glorified servant.
Lord Haman!
What is it?
The king's messengers have arrived to conduct you to the queen's banquet.
Oh, very good. We'll discuss this later, Zarish.
Yes, my husband.
You, servant, is the gallows ready?
Very nearly, my lord.
Very nearly? Incompetence! I'm surrounded by fools!
I'm sorry, my lord.
Keep me posted on its progress. I want to know the minute it's completed. Think you can handle that?
Yes, my lord.
Lucille!
I'm here, Liz.
Well, it doesn't seem like Haman has deviated from his plans.
No, he hasn't. Apparently, he still wants to hang Mordecai. How he plans to do it after having just led him around the city on the king's horse, I don't know.
Oh, this story keeps getting more and more fascinating, Lucille. Thank you for the report.
You're welcome, Liz.
We want to take you now to Maury Clumptoes at Queen Esther's banquet. Maury, are you there?
I'm here, Liz, but not at the banquet. This time the banquet is well guarded. However, I did manage to plant a microphone in the banquet area, and we're going to join the feast in progress.
Another excellent feast, my dear.
Oh, indeed, Queen Esther.
Once again, I am honored that you are pleased.
Now, on to the reason for these feasts. What is your petition, Queen Esther? What do you wish? Whatever it is, I will give it to you, even up to half my kingdom.
Oh, great King Xerxes, if I have won your favor, and if it please your majesty, grant me my life and the lives of my people.
Grant you your life?
Oh, yes, my liege. We have been sold to those who would destroy us. We are doomed to destruction and slaughter.
What are you talking about? Who would dare do such a thing? Esther, tell me who.
This vile Haman is our enemy.
What?
Me?
It is true, O great king. I am a Jew.
A Jew? My queen is a Jew?
Yes, my lord.
This is bewildering, to say the least.
Oh, great king, I
Xerxes,
had no idea.
Stop! I am displeased. Most displeased. I must think on this. A walk in the garden will clear my head. Help me decide what to do. You two, stay here.
A Jew? You are a Jew?
Yes.
And you kept this a secret?
My uncle Mordecai told me to do so when I first moved into the palace.
Your uncle Mordecai? Mordecai is your uncle?
Yes. At first, I didn't understand why he wanted me to hide who I am. But I now see that he was correct. As you well know, Haman, my people have many enemies in this kingdom.
My queen, I would...
Why would you do such a terrible thing, Haman?
Your uncle would not bow.
And for this, you would wipe out my people? You are mad, Haman. No, not mad. You are evil.
Oh, my queen, I didn't know. I was wrong. I can see that now. Oh, please, I beg your mercy.
Mercy? You were going to destroy my people, my uncle and me, and now you want mercy?
Oh, please, your highness.
Mercy is not for me to grant. It is for the king to decide.
But you can't put in a kind word for me. Please, my queen, good queen, please, I beg you, please.
Haman, what are you doing? Get up off the floor.
Oh, please, forget this deed. I promise I will help your people from now on. Oh, please.
Stop, Haman, stop. Let go of my arm.
Oh, I'm begging you, my queen. I grovel before you. Save me from the king, please.
Haman, stop. You're pushing me. Oh. Watch out for the couch. Oh. Haman! Haman, get off me.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry,
get off
Highness.
My dress.
Oh, let me help you.
Oh, Haman, you've torn it.
expense of all.
Haman! To Esther! What is this?
Xerxes!
Oh, no, no. Please, let this be a dream.
You miserable dog!
No.
Will you attack the queen right here in the palace before my very eyes?
It's not what it looks like. We were tripped.
Silence!
Sire?
What is it?
1,000 pardons for interrupting, Great One. But Lord Haman told me to inform him the minute his gallows are completed.
Not now!
Silence! Gallows? What gallows?
Lord Haman ordered a 75-foot tall gallows built.
No.
75 foot?
Yes. Yes, sire. To hang Mordecai?
What? What? You would execute the very man who saved me from assassination?
Oh, sire, I...
Where is this gallows?
Haman's courtyard, O king.
Hang him on it. Guards!
Oh, yes, sire. What?
Xerxes. My king.
It's all
my
right.
Husband.
It's all right, my love.
I'm sorry I didn't tell you.
Shh. I understand why you did it.
And you're not angry?
I could never be angry with you. You, servant.
Yes, sire.
Make a pronouncement. Let it be known that Haman has been disposed of, and that his wealth and estate shall henceforth belong to Esther, by virtue of her courage and devotion to her people. Send that out at once.
Yes, sire.
Oh, Majesty, I do not deserve such kindness.
Esther!
Uncle!
Forgive the intrusion, sire, but I saw them dragging Haman away. Is everything all right?
It is now.
Mordecai.
Sire?
My kingdom needs such as you. I hereby appoint you Prime Minister in Haman's place. You shall be second in power only to me, and you shall help me rule this kingdom.
I am your servant, O king.
Here is my ring, which bears the great seal of the empire. It carries the authority of the throne itself.
May God grant me wisdom to use it properly.
Majesty, send out a decree reversing Haman's order to destroy the Jews.
I'm sorry, my love. But there are some things even a king cannot do, and stopping an official order is one of them.
Then my people are truly lost.
Perhaps not.
What is it, Mordecai?
Well, sire, we may not be able to stop your people from attacking the Jews, but we can see to it that the Jews are able to defend themselves.
Wonderful, Mordecai.
It will need your authority, sire.
Of course. Send a message to the Jews, telling them whatever you need to tell them in my name. And seal it with my ring so it can never be reversed.
Right away, sire.
Thank you, husband. Thank you.
Now come. Let us tell the entire kingdom of the bravery of Queen Esther.
Wow, you heard it here first. Esther has saved her people. Back to you, Liz.
Thanks, Maury. And that's all we have time for today. For Maury Klumptos, Lucille Monitor, and Cammie Leon, I'm Liz Lacerda. Good day.
I'm glad Liz and the gang do these Bible news stories. I always learn so much. I hope you do too. God made Esther queen so she could save her people. And even when all hope seemed lost, Esther trusted in God. That's an important thing for us to keep in mind. When God asks us to do something, no matter how hard it seems, we need to trust Him and then have courage to do what God has asked us to do. That's the kind of courage Esther had, and the kind of courage God will give us if we ask Him.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun.
And remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/kidscornerradio.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Phil Lawler. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.